Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she's the naturalist for Cass County with Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, this weekend there are lots of things going on in Atlantic and Cass County. And
Big
weekend, and we want to zero in right now on some things that you've been planning. First one is we can have breakfast with the birds.
Yes, we're kicking off the morning of Atlantic Fest with Breakfast with the Birds. And this year we are having Soar down from Dedham, Iowa. And Terry Hager, their education specialist, will be coming down on Saturday at 9 a.m. And we hold this program at Sunnyside up in the Camblins edition. And she is bringing to show an American kestrel and also a red-tailed hawk. And then, since SOAR is a wildlife rehabilitation, they have a couple kestrels to actually release into Sunnyside Park this year.
Oh, that's always, I think it's sort of the culmination of their work, and I think it's fun for people to see that, oh, yes, this bird has been rehabilitated, and now we're letting it go right here.
Yeah.
So, pretty exciting stuff.
They had a couple... fun, it sounds like, kestrels this year that gotten down and not being taken care of. So they have taken in their fair share this year of not only kestrels, but I don't know if you've heard about the Decora bald eagle as well.
Yes.
Still doing well up there under their care. So not fully recovered yet. So,
but great work that they've been doing to keep all of those birds, out here in nature and letting us appreciate them. Now, red-tailed hawk, that's sort of interesting because it's not unusual, at least in my neighborhood. I see lots of red-tailed hawks.
Right, and a lot of them become education birds due to an injury. And actually, they're so common, because they're so common, they are actually a very common education bird.
All right.
And so other counties also have red-tailed hawks
as
education birds.
And that's a really important point, Laura, that it is not just the beauty of seeing that bird go free, but that it is, we all need to learn more, and education is a part of your job, a part of SOAR's job. We need to have that education. So, again, that is this Saturday morning starting at 9 a.m.?
Yep, right at 9 a.m. we're going to have a light breakfast, and with the donations going to help SOAR and bringing them here and things like that. So it's just a free will donation for your light breakfast to start you off.
Okay, Camblin's edition at the Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. So that's a fun thing to do. Now, we talked about birds. Let's talk about getting some people free out there, sort of. Kids riding bikes.
We are doing a kids bike ride in Nishna Valley Trail. Of course, in the grand scheme of things, of course, the T-Bone Trail will eventually connect to the Schulberg Recreation Area, and we have some great trails already out there at the Schulberg Recreation Area. So we are doing a kids bike ride out there, and on Saturday it starts at 10:30 a.m., and just bring your bike and bring your kids, and we're going to start in the west parking lot, so meet us all there. And we separate out the kids by their age group, and we give them a section to do a nice bike ride. It's not a bike race. It's a bike ride.
Okay, important.
Yes. And we just want to let the kids have some fun and enjoy themselves and see everybody using their bikes out on the trails.
May adults ride after or before the kids?
Yeah, they can ride with the kids if they want. Our youngest group is 5 and under.
Okay.
So a lot of those parents either walk along them or ride their own bikes along them.
All right. So that's good to know, because I think there are more and more families that are doing biking as a family activity.
Yes. You know what? And there are people that live in Atlantic that don't know, as crazy as this sounds, they don't know the quarry exists.
I can believe that.
And so, it's right off of Highway 83. Follow those brown signs. You'll find a west parking lot, And come join us, even if you've never been there or if you're just coming into town for the day and want to enjoy a bike ride.
Because, as you say, this is the weekend. Actually, it's the Champion Golf Games going on. You can tell mm-hmm. I'm not a big golfer. And Atlantic Fest, and then we have all these other activities. So you could take a break from downtown if you've been downtown or you end up back downtown and get out there on the trail at Shelburne Quarry. And I think people will be surprised. I've been surprised when I go out there of how many people are out walking, pushing the strollers, riding bikes. That's what it's for, and it's amazing to see how many people are using it. So if you don't know about it, man, it's time.
Yes, and a lot of other places help us put this on. We have the Sweet Joy Shop, and we have Howard's in Atlantic, both helping us put on the bike ride today, besides Atlantic Parks and Rec, Cass County Conservation, and the Nishna Valley Trails Group.
Okay, good to know that's happening. So as you look down the line now, school is starting. I'm guessing you're going to be back in schools with some programs here coming up.
Yep, we're gearing up. We're getting those school programs scheduled and things like that are happening.
And if you're not in school, if you are have an organization, hey, Laura, you're always anxious to come and talk to other groups too.
Yes, I talk to adult groups, homeschool groups, and all sorts of groups, senior groups.
And you have a whole list of things that you could talk about. So if people haven't taken that as an opportunity and they're looking for a program for their group, well, Laura Canning is the person to contact. Now, Laura, let's just remind folks how they contact you, how they can get information, because there's various ways to do that.
Certainly. For any of these events, you can call our office at Cass County Conservation. That's 769-2372. And, again, Breakfast with the Birds is going to be 9 a.m. at Sunnyside at the Camblin's Edition shelter. And that's a free will donation. And then also our kids' bike ride starts at 10:30 a.m. west parking lot of the Shelburne Recreation Area. And that's free.
Okay. And if you want more information, you have a website.
Yes. Just find us on mycountyparks.com and just click on Cass.
All right. So lots of ways you can do that. And you could also sign up for the newsletter. Either I'm thinking you still mail that to some people, otherwise email.
Yep, mail or email our newsletter. And again, you can just call us and let us know, or you'll even find our current newsletter on our website as well.
All right. So lots of opportunities to contact you, find out what's going on, and know that you often have things going on. And if we don't know about the parks, that's the other thing that I guess probably a lot of times when I visit with you, Laura, I talk about we don't often realize how many parks there are in Cass County.
Yes, there's 15 of them that we manage alone.
and there are probably a few others out there also. So, again, go to parks.
MyCountyParks.com.
MyCountyParks. Okay, and if they want to visit other counties, they could click on other counties.
Right.
Yeah, in case you want to take a little trip. So that's great information out there about the parks in the area. So, as you said, this Saturday, lots going on, but the birds, Breakfast with the Birds at 9 o'clock, Camblin's Edition, Sunnyside Park, and Kids Bike Ride, 10:30. All right, and that's at Shelburne. So get on out there and see what all is going on. We appreciate your visiting with us this morning, Laura. Laura Canning is the naturalist with Cass County Conservation. And until next time, here's a thought. A happy person is not a person in a certain set of circumstances, but rather a person with a certain set of attitudes.